The legendary Jesse Jackson was a US presidential candidate, civil rights leader, spellbinding orator. But Jackson, who's died aged 84, was at his core a Christian preacher. Professor Anthea Butler is a theologian and civil rights historian at the University of Pennsylvania.
I believe that is definitely the way that he should be spoken of, as a great preacher and orator. Seminary trained, having been around the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his Christianity, his moral core, and the things that he said came through that, came through the lens of the gospel. And so I think you can't separate Jesse Jackson from being that person, that reverend. And he brought that into his political life and the things that he fought for in America.
He was surely the greatest orator of the last half century.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, the phrases that he said that always sort of resonated with people. I'm thinking of, you know, the poem, basically. This is even before 1984, so I want to go back to this just really quickly. The I am somebody speech, right? That is such a core kind of thing that everybody remembers from about him, from the civil rights movement to Sesame Street. But in 1984, running for president, he actually started off his speech talking about, together we come together, bound by our faith in a mighty God, with genuine respect and love for our country, and inheriting the legacy of a great party, the Democratic Party, which is the best hope for redirecting our nation on a more humane and just and peaceful course. Now, that's so important to kind of say in light of who he is, because we talk a lot in America about the right and how they are the Christians and everything else. But Jesse Jackson exemplifies a Christian message, but a political message that is rooted in the words of Jesus. That is an important part of holding and remembering who he was and what kinds of things that he fought for. Disinherited, those who were downtrodden.
Yes, he was the first black man to run for president for a major party's nomination. He actually did quite well. He won some white majority states. But how much of Jesse's message was pretty much for everyone, every working person, despite the attempts to quarantine him as the black candidate? How much did he speak to all of America's disenfranchised?
Reverend Jackson was definitely a candidate for everybody. If we think about how he started the Rainbow Coalition, which was designed to bring together people of all ethnicities and races to fight against poverty and better wages and equal rights, feeding the hungry, all of these things are the things that affected people, right? His message really spanned different people and different sorts of ways of thinking. And I think that was what was so important about him, was that he wanted to reach across the aisle, across different kinds of barriers to people, because the things that he talked about, you know, whether that was poverty or injustices, they affected all kinds of people in America, not just black people.
Yeah, I remember when he ran again in 1988, he spoke to a group of AIDS sufferers who were on the floor in their wheelchairs at the convention. And the line has stayed with me. He said, "Give me one Roosevelt in a wheelchair over 10 Reagans on a horse." You know, it just spoke so much to where he saw the truth, not in power, but in those people in the wheelchairs.
Yes, yes, and that's important. And I think, you know, another thing that he says in that speech from 88, "I studied theologies. There are differences of religion, race, and region, differences in experiences and perspective. But the genius of America is that out of many, we have become one." And I think that's clear to the message. And he did not want to leave those who were suffering from HIV/AIDS out of that picture. This is where, in some sense, he was ahead of his time, but he also spoke to what was true, what was right, what was just. And also, in many ways, he was a candidate back in 1988 who probably, you know, had the most Christian message, but also a message that, you know, tracked with the vision of the New Deal for FDR and other people.
Anthea, I'm looking at the famous photograph of Reverend Jackson on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, probably only an hour or so before Dr. King was martyred. Jesse thought that he would be the inheritor of Martin Luther King, but was he actually the inheritor of Martin Luther King's mantle? I know they were close, but did he really inherit the mantle?
I would say not. He's his own person in a different kind of way. Even though he didn't quite inherit that mantle, he created something different for himself. And I think that was the most important thing for him. It's very sad that, you know, on one hand, you didn't have somebody to, you know, sort of go straight in that trajectory of King. But I also think that King was a one-of-a-kind person, right? And in 68, after his assassination, and then after the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and then that summer of upheaval and uprising in America, there was no way that you could have another King again. Just wasn't going to happen. And maybe that was his flaw in a way, that he wanted to take on that mantle, but nobody could be King and he needed to be his own person.
Yeah. Just finally, does Jesse have an inheritor? Does Jesse Jackson have someone to pick up his mantle?
No. And I mean, I'm going to say that in a way that, you know, I'm sad about that, but at the same time, I don't think that the time that we are in now requires it. I think that, you know, with everything that's going on in America, we need a lot of different kind of Jesse Jacksons, right? It's one thing to think about sort of the great man theory, that there's one person who, or woman, who can lead everybody out. But what is sad about his passing is that it's a reminder for people that you can organize. You can organize and you can do things that move the needle forward for people who are impoverished and in need. That is the message that we should take from his life.
Professor Anthea Butler of the University of Pennsylvania.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.